Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mesachas Kelim, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos HaSabas Rachel, Shishi B'zech Revan Reziv Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we can be discussing different pouches or holders of sort that are meant for other Kelim, and whether or not they have a din of a kli themselves, or are they just considered a mechseh, a cover. So the Mishnah tells us, Tik HaSayif V'Asakan V'Pigyoin, the pouch or the sheath, is meant to hold a sword, a knife, or double-edged sword. It's like a dagger of sorts. And Tik Mispiris, Mispirayim V'Atar, the pouch that holds scissors, tweezers, and razor. Tik Mikhel, the pouch that holds the makeup applicator, ubesak chol, the pouch that holds the case of the makeup, meaning you have your little makeup container and you put that in a pouch. Tik machtev, the pouch that holds machtev, which is like a pen or a stylus of sorts. Utruntake, this is a pouch that has multiple compartments the doctors use for the tools of their trade. Tik tavlo skurtia, the pouch that's used for metal or wooden tablets. Besachitzim, the quiver for regular arrows. Ubesabagoshais, quiver for wide arrows. Hareilu tameim, all them are kabal toma, because they are regular pouches, the regular kalim. Now what about the following? It's all about musical instruments. Tik simponia, the pouch that's used for holding a simponia instrument. Bizmanchu noisamil mala, at the time the instrument is inserted from the top of the pouch, tame, so it's tame because it's a regular pouch, it's a kli. Whereas mitsidai, if it's placed in from the side, tahor, it's not makabal toma because we'll just consider it a cover. Tik chalilin, what about the pouch of flutes? Sir Yehuda Matar, he says not makabal toma, but eshu nois mitsidai because the flute is placed in from the side. What about the following? Chipui ha'ala, the covering of an ala, which is a type of weapon. It's basically a club that has a ball on top that has spikes coming out of it. Hakeshes, the leather cover for a bow, haroimach, a leather cover for a spear, harilo tahirin, they're not makabal toma, and zakal is the rule. Ha'asui l'tik, tameh, l'chipoy, tahar. If it's made as a bag, as a pouch, as a container, since makabal toma, but it's just meant for covering, so it's not makabal toma. We want to break down Mishnah Aleph, now we want to discuss a din that we've already had multiple times throughout the Masechta. We know that any time that a kli, which is tameh, becomes broken, so it loses its din of toma, and by that same token, it's not able to be makabal toma if it's broken. So what about wooden and leather kelim and things like that? So the Mishnah tells us, kol klei bali batim, all kelim that are used by balabat, by regular homeowners, she'urn b'remainim. It's simple. The shear is that if a remine, a pomegranate, could fit through this hole, it's not tameh anymore or not makabal toma. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says that no b'mashahein, whatever it's used for. If this kli happens to be used for storing dates, so it has a hole that could let a date through it, that already makes it deemed not a kli. However, we don't possibly like Rabbi Elazar. Moving on, what about the following? Kupes hagananin, the box that gardeners use to put bundles of vegetables in, she'urn b'gud shal yarak. The shear is that if a bundle of vegetables could fit through these holes, what about shabalabatim, kelim of balabatim that are used for storing bundles of straw, bitevin, so if a bundle of straw could fit through it. Shel balanim, what about kelim of balanim, which were the bathhouse attendants, so bigvava, that has a hole that could fit a gvava through it, so it's already not makabal toma. The small pieces of straw that are mixed with animal dung, this was used for fueling the fire in the merchats in the bathhouse, so if the kli has a hole that could fit this gvava through it, it's not makabal toma anymore. Which Rabbi Shuimer, he says, kulan b'remainim, all these kelim that we mentioned, the shear is remainim, if a pomegranate could fit through the hole, but we don't pass like him. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.